Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got a great show for you today, don't we, guys?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
That was Joe Haley. Oh, wow. That was Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, and Andy Cohen.
He's not mine. Joan is.
All right. Well, hopefully Joan was listening.
He's mine,
so
though.
Thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy that. Andy Cohen, Captain Killjoy, is here, but he seems very exuberant. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
Good.
I'm ready to go.
Uh-huh. Michelle Bell.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Editor of Supplier Global Resources is here, and she's
Hi,
ready to
you?
Go. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantage, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, señorita. And we have...
Oh, we just went multilingual for a moment.
Good. Craig Veltri is going to be providing our sound effects as usual, and Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today at 215-953-4979. We're looking at creative, inexpensive ways to motivate employees. So if you have any questions about employee motivation at all, call us 215-953-4979. Joe, what are we going to give you if we put you on the air?
Well, we got rid of the Lamborghini last week, so we're getting back to the $25 Visa gift card.
And who doesn't need a $25 Visa card? Tell me who.
I thought you
I don't
were
know
say
anyone.
Who doesn't
Everyone
need a Lamborghini?
Well, that too. All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right, Kathy's going to tell you where to find some sales on off-the-beaten-track
path.
Places. Yes.
Off-the-beaten-path or track.
This is perfect topic for Michelle. She has a look at luxury spending on the rebound. Should you hire family and friends to work for you, Andy?
Sure.
You'll let us know later. We have the top principles of advertising, how to revive a ghost brand, ways to ace your next presentation, and we have our favorite things. We have the Holla Back line, but first we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds.
We have a lot
Andy
to cover today. Again, let's go fast. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. Pro Towels, etc. has acquired Superior Towel and Decorating. Pro Towels will now have decorating and distribution capabilities from the East and West Coasts. Robert Strem, former owner of Superior Towel, will be staying on with the newly combined organization as Executive Vice President. Counselor Top 40 supplier American Apparel has hired a new interim president. Tom Casey, the former CFO of Blockbuster, fills the newly created role of president at American Apparel, reporting to CEO and founder Dove Charney. The executive hire is the first for the supplier following last week's renegotiated financial deal with its main lender, Lion Capital. Apparel news now. Cotton prices have reached the highest level since the Civil War. A variety of factors have led to the rapid cost increase this year, and apparel suppliers say the price of basic goods like T-shirts will be impacted. And finally, two sad notes this morning. Bill Silverman, the founder of supplier firm Paramount Printing, passed away on Sunday, and Gene Autry, past chair of the Promotional Products Professionals of Canada and a Hall of Fame inductee of the organization, passed away on Thursday. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's on tap for today's show?
We have the dish squeegee. Dish squeegee.
What?
You have to watch. Dish squeegee.
Something to help you clean your dishes?
Yes, another new product. Well, tune in later on today, Andy, and see what it does.
Check it out on the Joe Show.
On the Joe Show.
Andy, I don't think you've ever used the word Civil War before on a news report.
That's crazy.
I guarantee you not.
That's
highest cotton prices since the Civil War.
I mean, that's like, what, 160 years?
Yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My gosh.
All
As
right.
the brain trust comes to a screeching halt during the math.
Let's move on because that math early this morning, we can't do it. So let's just move on.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy and Joe. So we're going to take your calls now at 215-953-4979. We want to help you with any ideas you might be looking for to motivate employees. We're in the getting ready for the – well, we are in the fourth quarter selling season, and we want to help you gear up your employees for the end of the year and for 2011. So give us a call, and we'll give you a gift card if we put you on the line. But we have on line one, Jen, this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, ASI Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to say I love your show.
Well, thank you.
And my question is, with all the holidays coming up, can you give me some ideas for motivating my staff that won't blow my budget?
I'm sure we've got lots of ideas.
Halloween party.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's really quick. She'd have to pull it together quickly. I know at ASI we are doing a Halloween party this year.
We are.
And Joe, what's planned?
We're actually asking people, employees, to dress up in costumes, and then there is going to be an ice cream bar where people can put their little creepy toppings on there. And if we get 50 volunteers, we're going to have a Michael Jackson Thriller redo out in our parking lot that's going to be videotaped and shown in the cafeteria as people are coming to get their ice cream.
So all fun ideas and very inexpensive.
Yes. Now, one of the things we actually do here around the winter holidays is that we have an employee luncheon with our department, and then we get that afternoon off to go do some Christmas shopping or holiday shopping. So I think that's a great motivator.
I was going to add actually the same thing. I think a little extra time off around the holiday season helps people do a lot of what they need to do during
the holiday. I think I've had people vote in the past, like, would you like to all go out to dinner and do this or that? Or would you like lunch and the rest of the day off? Everyone always opts for lunch.
Because why would we want to spend any more time with each other?
Exactly. No, but I mean, well, especially around the holidays, and people do run off to the mall because it's hard, you know, it's hard to go shopping when you're working full time.
It is.
Other ideas? Motivating ideas?
Actually, I just edited an article for Supplier Global Resource on motivating employees, not so much with the recreational things like parties and things like that, but more work-related. And one of the things that a lot of experts said was to kind of focus on your employees' different personality types and motivate them accordingly. For example, if someone is a really good networker, maybe send them more to seminars so they can meet people to help them grow their skills and also help the business.
Right.
That's great. A great idea. And another motivator for some people, not everyone, is to get a chance to rub elbows with the company's top brass. And so, you know, if you organize some kind of lunch or something with the CEO, you know, that's going to be very motivated to certain people.
I would also say along the lines of what Michelle was saying, you know, give people different types of projects or work to do. You know, get them, you know, it'll help the company, but also motivate them while they're trying to do new things, essentially. You know, maybe as you're planning for 2011, figure out ways that you can give different projects that are kind of out of people's comfort zones and find ways for them to, you know, do new things and motivate themselves that way.
And, of course, we know that great branded merchandise is a good way to motivate people, and maybe around the holidays is the time to give someone a new, you know, company jacket or something like that.
Jacket and nice scarf if you're in a cold climate.
Would you like a scarf, Joe?
I would if it was a nice scarf and...
All right.
Joe wears all that stuff.
I'm not a scarf wearer.
All right. Well, good luck, Jen. Hope that gives you some ideas.
In other words, I don't want one.
And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line two, we have Cole. Good morning, Cole.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, I read guys every September in Counselor about the best places to work and all these elaborate employee perks, but I can't afford to throw the big parties or have foosball tables or video game lounges and forget the holidays. What can I do right now to get my employees motivated, get them to come to work, like to come to work, and I'm talking free or close to free. What do you guys think?
Free or close to free. Well, Andy, not every best place to work company, you know, invests a lot. Some of those things are free that people have. Is that right?
They are, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily parties and things like that, but more the everyday type of culture that they have, and it has to do with open lines of communication, you know, with everybody understanding what their goals are, you know, for their jobs. A lot of times motivation gets lost because people don't know where they fit into an organization and how they fit into the goals of an organization. So a lot of the companies that are on that list that you referred to essentially have extreme open lines of communication, you know, from top to bottom and bottom up as well. So that's something you might want to consider.
I would also say, you know, and this is certainly is free, but just simply acknowledging someone in public or saying thank you to them and bringing them maybe in front of the department. Granted, there are people who would just cringe at the thought of that, so maybe that's not the way to motivate people who, you know, don't like, you know, public displays of, you know, attention or
affection.
Affection, yeah. But other people just being told, you know, you're doing a great job,
exactly.
Thank you so much, and saying it in front of their peers would mean a lot.
And another way to do that, ASI actually does is we can – as bosses, we can get certificates for an hour off for our employees if they've gone above and beyond. Like, I mean, it's only an hour off, but it doesn't cost the company anything, but it does mean a lot.
You know what? It's also just the recognition of it. Like, it's not just the hour, but that we're recognizing you for doing the good work and above and beyond your normal job.
My dad used to take his staff out to the movies, miniature golf, bowling in the middle of the afternoon, just us. Come on, we're all going to the movies. And a great movie to take everyone now would be Waiting for Superman.
I thought you were going to say Jackass.
No. Waiting for Superman. It's very inspirational, very inspiring.
I actually want to see that.
Yeah, it's getting rave reviews. I think that, you know, not only the time off of the office, out of the office, it won't cost a lot of money, and I think that they'd be inspired by the movie as well.
Although it's kind of a downer.
Yeah, I would cry.
That guy is awesome.
But the state of education is not so good, so that's kind of a downer.
All right, Cole. Well, I hope that gives you some good ideas.
I'll see you guys at the movies then. Thanks.
All right. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thank you. On line three, we have Scott, who has an idea for motivation. Good morning, Scott.
Hi. How are you guys?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We met you in Chicago, Melinda, Joe, and Andy. This is Scott. I was a sprinkler guy, and my wife.
Oh, yeah. He was on the dance floor doing sprinkler. He won an ASI TV. Well,
that's right.
T-shirt.
Thanks for calling
that
in.
That was very impressive. We've got special video archive of that.
She's working now. He's listening to the show.
I watch that video every day, Scott.
I don't. but anyway, for some great ideas, Michelle would buy $5 gift cards from like Subway or McDonald's, Wendy's, and then if she saw an employee doing something and just out of the ordinary or, you know, doing a great job, she would just hand them a gift card and, you know, thanks a lot, I really appreciate that, or the idea, you know, to do something different in the business, something, you know, maybe save some time or energy or whatever, you know, but it was a great thing, and people love food. And you guys are always talking about the food ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did that. And then just last week, we had in our city, they had a taste of the Gahanna, and it's our city, and they had all the restaurants and chefs and different people there. And we took all our employees and a guest there for a night out just to, you know, thank them for their hard work and everything. And
that's
and
nice.
So just some ideas like that, and people, I think, remember all the food items all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. You know, the spontaneous rewards, I think, are something that all bosses can do and are not very expensive. You know, catch someone doing something good and surprise them with something. You know, Disney does that really well. They've got these lapel pins that are collectible, all different. And managers walk around with them, and when they see an employee doing something great, they pin one on. Mm-hmm. Those employees will always wear them on their uniform and collect them, and it's kind of, you know, a badge of honor to have them.
Schools do that too, to motivate kids. If they see somebody doing something good, they give them a T-shirt, you know, caught doing good, blah, blah, blah. So it is great motivator.
Well, that's what we get at the boys' school. They send home a card that's filled out to say, you know, Shane did this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Nigel hasn't gotten a card yet in 3 years at this school, but Shane gets them like 2 months.
Shane's making up for Nigel.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Scott, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. It was nice to talk to you.
All right, and I'll see you guys in Orlando.
All right, Scott, we'll be there.
All right, on line one, we have Bob, who has a comment as well. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
I like your show today, and I like the emphasis on rewarding the staff. My thought on having big company parties, our experience has been that they were poorly attended because families have so many obligations during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the inside food parties, like a Friday food party where maybe the company will buy the hot dogs or the hamburgers, and people can bring in their favorite recipes for the holidays, like Grandma's fudge or a treat like that. And everybody looks forward to a Friday because they know they're going to have goodies at the end of the week.
Sure.
I've seen that be very successful, and it's very easy to coordinate. I like the other idea about the last comment. They get little reward pins or flash points.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've always supported wholly is like the salespeople taking out support staff to lunch during the holidays, and just it gives you an opportunity to get them away from the office for a few minutes and just say, hey, Debbie, you've done a terrific job and just wanted to say thanks, and I'll take you out to lunch on Thursday or whenever the schedule permits, of course, with their supervision. But I think we have to remember the staff that supports us all year, and sometimes it's the front lines for us.
Yeah, Michelle Bell's shaking her head.
I know. I think that's a great idea. I know the salespeople here at ASI do that they take their support staff out. And I think that's a really good point, Bob, that they are the people who are, you know, on the front lines and supporting people, kind of like the unsung heroes in a lot of cases.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Bob. We like your ideas. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. And, you know, I think this year really is an important year for motivating employees because, you know, we've faced a couple tough years in terms of the economy, and, you know, people are working harder than ever, and
right.
I think now is the time to reward people.
And those spot rewards, those kind of quick recognitions that we were talking about that I think a couple of callers mentioned, that's part of a company's culture.
Absolutely.
Know, you can just institute that immediately, and then it becomes part of the company DNA, essentially, and people – not just come to expect it, but it's always sort of surprising and welcome when people are recognized like that.
And it absolutely does not have to be expensive.
No, not at all. And it puts you in a good mood for the whole week, and you do a better job.
All right. Well, we know how to put Kathy in a good mood.
She's in a good mood right now.
All right. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, Kathy is going to give us off the beaten path places to find a sales lead. Uh-huh. Can't
say
wait.
That five times fast.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities at iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we've been talking about inexpensive ways to motivate employees. We're going to get to Kathy Houston in just a minute, but first of all, we've got our ASI Holla Back line. We've been getting calls. Michelle, how do people call into the Holla Back line?
They can call anytime they want, 24/7. They call 215-953-4977, and they can call and leave us messages about industry topics that they're concerned about, things that they've heard us talk about on the show that they'd like to hear more about. Criticisms, compliments, anything they'd like to say.
And they can do it 24/7, and we might play it back on the show.
Absolutely.
And we do
crank
have
calls
some...
are accepted, too.
We love crank calls.
We do have some calls right now, so we're going to play a few excerpts.
Oh. Oh. A little holler back at you, huh?
As Joe looks so thrilled.
Come on, Joe, Cabbage Patch.
All right. Hi, my name's Katie. I am a distributor from St. Louis. And I just wanted to call because I saw the new Hollaback line, and I thought that was really cool. And I also think it's cool that you guys are having Michael J. Fox on the show. That's great. I love him. I think he's a great actor, and he's also really inspirational. So I will definitely be tuning in to hear him. And I just want to say I think it's really cool. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yay. She likes that's Michael great. J. Fox.
We you can hear column. The archive now, even.
It's a plus column.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, ASI Editorial. My name is Sandra. I just wanted to tell you guys how much I love your show. I look forward to it every week. And tell Joe to keep the rants coming. It's my favorite part.
See ya.
Oh, no.
Wow, and our least that. Favorite.
If we get too many plus calls for Joe's rant, we are going to be in trouble.
All right, let's play one more.
Hey, yeah. I don't know. Keith Ford, we call it with the radio out of back now and I don't know. It's she came with the Modelina, and they said the 4-0 with the tag specials. It's all full hot to keep on sounding with since 2000, I think. And I think, you know, I kind of move arms with the lay down on the Ron Bailey stams. So,
all right, so that I think that's a crank.
You, I mean,
yeah, I think we got our first
crank
call. Cool.
To you,
so,
you know what I mean?
I'm not sure if he was speaking English.
I don't know. I understood about every fourth word. So.
That was very funny, at least. Well, thanks to all of our Holla Back callers. Again,
he
Michelle,
likes
the
rants.
Number is
215-953-4977. People can call us anytime.
All right. Tell us what's on your mind. All right, Kathy. Everybody wants new sales leads, but where are some unexpected places to find them?
Like in very normal places, and you should always be on the lookout for qualified sales lead salespeople because even the most successful salespeople never stop, as we know. One woman who's the founder of Relax Missy in New York City, she was in the ladies' room on the cell phone. And the
walk
lady
going potty?
Yeah. Okay. And the lady in the next stall heard her, and when she hung up, she told her friend has a store in California and would love to order these foldable ballet flats that she sells.
Wow.
So she got this big, huge sale.
In the ladies' room?
Yeah, just while she was doing her business.
Oh.
So the lesson is multitasking pays off, even in very inappropriate situations.
Huh.
The next woman was at a Jonas Brothers concert, and she's the owner of Feverish Ice Cream Trucks in Miami. And she wears T-shirts with funny sayings about her company. On the back, such as "it's like an explosion in your mouth," so naturally,
wow.
Something like that would get people, you know, to notice. And at a
yes.
Jonas Brothers
yes, they
concert,
would.
So she happened to be standing in front of a top executive at the local arena. He asked her about her shirt, and she told her about her ice cream trucks. And now she's selling ice cream to all his arenas.
Wow,
what do you think
that's
about
really
that?
Great!
Fantastic.
And okay. At the Jonas Brothers concert.
So the lesson for that
you
is
you have to be ready at any time.
The lesson for that is never underestimate the power of a provocative advertisement. I would say, and then this place is pretty normal. At a wedding, this guy was attending an out-of-town wedding and having lunch with a group of friends at a large restaurant. Then all hell broke loose, and they couldn't take the payments because their credit card company wasn't working. Their processor, so. this guy was a owner of something, some company that had to do with that. He gave them tips, blah, 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 and then he got big business from them, and it's his best client.
From the
ever.
Restaurant.
From the restaurant.
Oh, great.
So, you know, just always be on the lookout for
always
these kind
be
of
on
opportunities.
The lookout.
Right.
All right. Yep. Great tips from Kathy. And we've got another caller on line one, a favorite caller, Glenn Colton. Good morning, Glenn.
I love being called your favorite caller.
Or
I guess it was a favorite, so I'll take that.
Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind?
This is a sales motivation thing that I did many moons ago when I actually had a sales force and wanted to motivate them. We went to a local outfit that sold and leased pinball machines and arranged to have one delivered right up into our building. They can do that. And this was like an arcade-quality pinball machine. Plugged it in, and every time you brought in a sale, regardless of the size of the sale, you got to play a game. And if you hit a certain score on the game, then you could win a prize.
That's so cool.
That's fun.
That's a great idea.
I like that. How did
and,
that go over?
What was happening was the salespeople were hanging around trying to play more games to, you know, improve their skills, because if you would win a free game when you played, you'd win a better prize. So eventually we had to find a way to lock up the machine during normal work days, or we'd have to kick all their asses out on the street.
Wow, that's great, though. You know, you
and
can
then the grand prize was the person who racked up the single highest game score, one game, took the pinball machine home as their own.
Wow, no way. And was it you?
Hell no.
That's a great idea, and so unexpected, too. I like that. I know a lot of sales executives have contests, whether it's, you know, you get to pop a balloon or, you know, try, you know, throw darts at a dartboard to win prizes. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.
Fun and inexpensive.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Glenn. As
You're
always,
welcome.
And stay on the line for your gift card. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Andy Cohen.
Yes?
Should you hire family and friends to work for you?
Absolutely. Why not?
I think it all depends on the family
and friends.
Well, what people say is that that you often get the, you know, motivated, engaged worker because they know you well, either friends or family, because they're tied to the business. But here are some ways to ensure that when hiring friends and family that the situation works, especially at a company where there's not just friends and family. So the first tip, and this comes from an article that was in USA Today that we'll post on our website. The first tip is to be open about nepotism. You know, if you're going to hire a family member and they're going to have special benefits, like they can leave at 2 o'clock every day or they only work 2 days a week, everybody should know that so that there's no, you know, unexpected benefits that some people are getting. So be open about any sort of special benefits that any family or friends are getting when you hire them. Second is to be aware of morale issues. You know, if the top rungs of an organization are only family, then you have to be aware of what might be some, you know, some employees who feel like they can't grow anymore because they're stuck if they're not family. So be aware of potential morale issues. And probably most importantly, be clear on family roles at work. You know, everybody has to have their clear role, or else there can be sort of muddied, you know, meetings and things where people are making decisions. There has to be a decision maker, and then everybody has to have their role and know what that role is so that they're not sort of outside of what they're expected to be doing. And finally, be a realist. When you hire a family or a family member or a friend, know what's going to be the sort of exit strategy if it doesn't work out. You know, that can be a very tricky situation, but know what you're going to do and how the family member is going to react if you have to let go of them.
All right. Well, great tips from Andy Cohen. I know we've done family business spotlight stories in the past in Counselor Magazine, and some of them businesses were doing very well and some struggled because they had some fighting. And
well, it can be tricky. And when you're dealing with family, there's other issues that pop up, not just business. And, you know, you have to know where to separate those. And like I said, the creation of roles is very important. And often in family businesses, those roles are not very clearly defined. And that's something that people should really do.
All right. Thanks. We're going to put those tips up on ASI Central/radio so that other people can see them. Michelle Bell.
Yes.
Luxury spending has been way off the last couple of years, but
not anymore.
We're in for a rebound.
We are. Sales of designer clothes, fine leather goods, jewelry, watches, and other indulgences around the globe is forecast to surge 10% by the end of 2009. Now, 2010.
It's not all Michelle doing that.
It's mostly me. Your bank account.
keep in mind, though, that it dropped 8% in 2009
alone.
So it's kind of adjusting. But sales in the U.S. market alone were up by 12% as compared with 6% growth in Europe and in Asia. And you know the one area that's really showing growth and really didn't take so much of a hit was leather. So I think that translates to this industry that people may be ready to start looking for the higher end items, higher end leather goods, incentive items. Yeah, I think they're getting ready. I think they're ready to start buying again.
That's really good news. All right, thank you. Now it's time for our favorite things. Kathy, Andy, Joe, and Michelle are each going to show their favorite product of the week or tell about.
We're going
to
talk.
They don't
about
have it. Joe, let's start with you.
Yeah.
I have a pair of socks that Vinny's going to hold up here. These are called the Wooleaters. They're from a supplier called Defeat.
The Wooleaters?
Wooleaters. I'm sorry. Wooleaters. I keep saying Wooleaters. They're made out of wool, and you would think, They're warm socks, and they make it a little itchy. These are very comfortable. However, they're high-tech sock. When you wear them in the summer and if you're exercising in them, they will keep your foot cool. And in the wintertime, if you're out there standing on, say, a soccer field in November watching your kid play soccer and you have them on, they will keep your feet warmer. So
that's
it's like a thermos for your foot.
Wow.
It's the cold stuff.
A thermos for your foot.
And they have a bunch of different imprinting options and stuff, but it's a great product. I have a few pairs of them. They're very comfortable.
We're going to put a picture on our website.
Absolutely.
Andy Cohen, what's your favorite product of the week?
I chose mine in honor of Counselor's October issue, which is our writing instruments issue. So I chose a pen, which you can find actually in the issue and online right now. But it's a dual-purpose pen. I'm a big fan of the multi-function item. So this falls into that category. It is from Dard Products, and it's while it's a pen, it also has a tape measure on it. So it's great for, you know,
for all sorts of different types of measuring.
Sorts of measuring, but real estate agents would certainly use it, and construction companies would use it, and schools could even use it. So
seamstresses.
Yes.
What? I'm sorry?
Seamstresses.
Yes, exactly.
With an emphasis on the S.
How long is this tape measure?
I don't have the answer to that question, but it's long.
Way to research, Andy.
Yeah, well, I didn't have that answer ready, so thanks for the question.
We will have a picture of that up on the website as well.
Right,
Michelle,
now,
what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is a red leather bangle bracelet watch that's very snazzy and stylish, and it comes in, I think, 9 different fashion-forward colors. It's from Express Time Source out of Austin, Texas. And it's just, I thought it was cool. It's funky, and it's, like I said, very fashion-forward. It's very chic, I think, especially for the holidays.
Cool. Very nice. Kathy Houston.
Yes.
What's your favorite product?
My favorite product that Vinny is showing is wearable art handbags called Flash Bags from Flash Swag Vermont. And it's a women-owned company. They started 5 years ago, Allie and Laura, from Allie's living room with one home sewing machine. And it's all recycled newspaper. And I think it's from like the newspaper plant down the street. So that's pretty cool.
They're not like making a pulp out of it and making new paper. They actually take the sheets, 8 sheets of paper, and they stitch it with this other laminate on the outside.
Yeah, and they laminate it. So it's very durable. It's very eco-friendly. And they're actually 2 former teachers, and it's a really cool story.
That's great.
So Flash Wax.
Those are kind of popular bags. My daughter was saying she saw one at school that was made of Capri Sun juice boxes. The same thing.
Cool.
And they just somehow sew them all together. And anyway. Cool
it's
stuff.
All the rage.
Thank you, guys. It is all the rage. Yeah. We'll have those products on asicentral.com/radio. Michelle.
Yes.
What are the top principles of advertising?
There are 10. I'm going to give you 3. Art and copy must be fully integrated. They must be conceived as a unit. So you want cohesiveness. You want a message and text and art and everything to kind of tie in together. Be relevant. A wonderfully creative execution will get the big so what if it isn't meaningful to people's lives and what they do on a daily basis. And safe ideas can kill you. If it's done before, your competition will be ready for it. So be bold. Try different ideas, new things. I'm going to put all 10 of these ideas on our website at asicentral.com/radio.
All right. Thanks very much. Kathy Houston, we're nearing Halloween. What's a ghost brand?
Well, contrary to Michelle's luxury brands, some brands that you haven't heard about in a while are getting
revived.
The brands in question are Pert Plus line of hair care products, which Joe actually loves and uses. And the Shore line of antiperspirants and deodorants. They're both sold by the Idell Labs.
They go away? They
didn't go away, but a lot of brands that you see on the bottom shelves in drugstores and grocery stores, like Seabreeze, for example.
Oh, yeah. Seabreeze is very popular.
Brute, Final Net, all that.
Yeah.
They're brands that are still being sold, but they haven't gotten any advertising campaigns in a long time. But because of the economic situation, they're looking to put money into reviving these brands that people are still using, uh-huh, as opposed to coming up with more new stuff.
Pauline says Pert's hard to find. Everyone doesn't carry it.
What about Pert Plus?
Pert Plus is the same
Pert
thing.
Plus, Pert Gennardi Plus. Says. But Pert Plus is new. Pert Plus is new motto, which totally describes Joe Haley, is for hair that's all plus and no fuss.
Yeah. Hey,
all right, Kathy, we're going to put that article online so people
plus
can learn.
And no fuss.
People can learn all about how to revive a ghost brand like that. Michelle?
Well, I was just going to say what I like about that is, you know, for people in this industry who may have brand or name lines that, you know, used to be popular a long time ago and are still in their existing, uh-huh, you know, catalogs and product schemes, there are a way to revive those line names and brand names, yeah, and make them more relevant to today's consumer.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So check out this article online.
Just don't do what KFC's done. Because
let's talk about
we
KFC.
We have to mention them in every episode of the show.
The show is almost over and then we finally got them in there.
All right, we have just enough time. Ladies and gentlemen, we missed it last week, so Joe's got a lot to get off his chest today.
Oh my God.
Here is Joe Haley's rant.
All right, I just have one thing to say. Major League Baseball, what are you doing? Killing us with a 4-19 Phillies game today. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
by
I know.
By the time I leave work and get home, half the game will be over.
Well, we'll have to be looking online.
Would you rather that or the very late start that has you up past midnight?
The later start.
Okay.
So,
Joe, you can go home early today.
Well, thank you, Melinda.
That's it? See, isn't that motivational?
That was it.
Episode?
We come full circle.
Joe has to leave at 4.
Joe's going to leave at 3:30 today. All right.
That'd be awesome.
Congratulations for a job well done.
Thank you.
We are out of time today. Thanks for listening to ASI Radio. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And be sure to turn in next week. We'll have more Holla Back Line calls. And call us on our Holla Back Line, Michelle, at
215-953-4977.
We'll be listening for your call. Have a great day.